This is Tri-States Public Radio News. A single vote cast during last night's Keokuk City Council meeting resulted in a heated exchange and a possible legal issue. That vote was on James Brewer's plan to open a new redemption center.
Basically, if it has a 5-cent Iowa redeemable sticker, tag, or stamp on it, we will take it.
Brewer plans to lease a former pawn shop from Brian Boyd, who Brewer says he's related to. Boyd owns the former redemption center, which burned down a year ago. He has not cleaned up the debris, and because of that, Alderman Dan Wynn does not want Boyd involved.
We have been told by Mr. Brewer, which is a nephew of Mr. Boyd, that Mr. Boyd doesn't have anything to do with it, and I find that hard to believe.
City Attorney Douglas Durando told the city council it could not consider Boyd's ownership of the building or his relation to Brewer, to which Wynn replied,
"We may not be able to do that legally, but common sense tells me we should."
Durando says he was giving the best advice he could to avoid a lawsuit. Soon after, Wynn cast the lone no vote against the permit, which killed it. 5 votes are required to pass ordinances and resolutions, and there were only 5 of 9 aldermen in attendance, so the final vote was 4-1. Alderwoman Susan Dunnick was clearly frustrated after the meeting when talking with Wynn about Brewer.
He's going to be doing everything that we ask, and we have not, and we put ourselves in a situation right now where I believe we have not acted legally as a council. That's what I'm upset about. I don't like to be party to things like that.
Dunnick says she will make sure the permit gets another vote in 2 weeks. I'm Jason Parrott, Tri-States Public Radio News.